the girls will be having a bit of time off over the Easter weekend. So they've got, I think it's about 10 days off, and then sort of 2.5 weeks before the first game back, we're back in properly. They're going to be training in terms of their S&C stuff, but in terms of off court, they'll be off for about 10 days.
Let's have a look at the team so far this season. What about the likes of Sophie DL? Has she settled well?
Yeah, Soph's been brilliant in terms of, you know, first year at uni. It's always a challenging time in terms of settling into a new environment, new in terms of your academic studies and the demands that puts on you. But she's been brilliant. She's managing herself really well, both in terms of her training commitments, her future England stuff as well. And yeah, she's been really consistent in terms of the performances she's put out thus far.
Jess and Rach, working well together. Nice to see them back.
Yeah, great to have the Shaw sisters. And I think, you know, Rach has been a real leader in our group over the last couple of seasons. And it's great to see Jess out on court. You know, she put 60 minutes out on court against Loughborough. And I think that's been really building just in terms of both her form and the impact that she can have. We know she's a brilliant attacking player. I think defensively, she's made some huge strides over the last 6 months to 8 months, really.
You had to bring in Zanelfa, a replacement for Josie Jans. What she brought to the squad so far? Are you noticing that difference?
So really disappointing to obviously lose Josie so close to the season. She's been a fantastic person both on and off the court. But we've been really lucky to bring Zan in. You know, she brings a wealth of experience, being a South African international. She's extremely positive and willing just to get stuck in and learn and work with whichever combination she's in. So it's been great having her. We've only had her for 2.5 weeks. And yeah, she's had a real positive impact, brings great energy to the team.
We expected the games against Thunder and Lightning to be tough, but probably for me, the most surprising was that game against Stars.
Well, not for me. I think Stars have been demonstrating some great form in terms of the first few games. I think, you know, they've retained well, they've recruited well. We've got some familiar faces that obviously we had in our squad last year. So not surprising. We absolutely did not underestimate them. So, but I was really proud of the girls to show that resilience and that ability just to grind out that win. So, yeah, it was great for us. I think, you know, these games, I keep saying it not to sound cliche, but you know, every game is a must-win game and it's going to be highly competitive. And I think we're going to see some real upsets this season. So, yeah, we're not underestimating anyone.
It's been like that so far this season anyway, hasn't it? So you've got to be pleased with the table and where you are going into the break.
Yeah, really happy, I think, overall in terms of performances. Obviously, we're bitterly disappointed in terms of the Manchester Thunder game. We knew it was going to be tough, you know, and disappointed not to get over the line. But credit to them, they're a very classy team that are very clinical and hard to take possession of. So you have to be, I suppose you have to bring your A game against any opponent. So, but happy with the way in which the girls bounce back. So, yeah, happy in terms of, I suppose, overall going into the season break.
Chelsea, Ebony and Kadeen obviously off to Com Games. You've been on tours, so what's that like when both you get back and the players get back? Are you back with a bit of an extra boost?
Yeah, a really good question. Sort of having been to 4 Commonwealth Games and being fortunate enough to, I suppose, go with the England squad last time with Cads and Ebs, it's obviously unknown territory in the sense of having this sort of break in the season. I think England have got the best chance they've ever had in terms of going for gold and being in that final. So I'm hoping the girls are going to come back buoyant and actually, you know, bringing back some real energy and real buzz about their netball. So, yeah, really looking forward to supporting them and also the likes of Chelsea and Zan. But I think it could be a really positive experience in terms of what they bring back and just looking forward, I suppose, to supporting them and then having them back for the rest of the season.
And we can't speak for Tracy, but there'll be a plan and there's no reason why it can't be England-Australia in the final.
Well, I think, you know, I think that's if you were a betting person, I think that's what you'd be putting your money on in terms of Australia and England in that final. But we've obviously just seen in terms of Jamaica take the game against New Zealand. So I think it's just going to be so competitive. But like I said, I genuinely believe this is England's best ever chance of getting gold and being in that final.
We've been building well over the last year, though, haven't we?
Yeah, I think it's been, in terms of the core group, I think it's kind of been again, cliche, written in the stars for us in terms of it's been really building. I think in terms of the experiences they've had over, I'd say the 4 to 8 years, opportunities they've had in playing, you know, in ANZ, playing against Australia and New Zealand more frequently. So therefore, they get to know the opposition inside and out. And actually, I think it's been really important. The wins that we've had over the last 4 to 8 years, I think, you know, not only England's starting to believe, but I think the opposition are now actually seeing us as a real threat in terms of that gold medal. So I think, yeah, they've got a really good chance and they genuinely should be in that final this time round.
Books final, narrow loss for Ashes team, but you just can't take away the effort that they're putting over the season.
Yeah, I think obviously Asher and the Bath team are bitterly disappointed not to take that win. But I think credit to both Hertfordshire and Bath, just the quality of players on show in that final. And I think that really reinforces the importance of Bucks in terms of player development and seeing it as an opportunity to, I suppose, compete and be in that final and be under that pressure. So, yeah, disappointing because that's the only game they've lost this season. But I think a real testament to sort of Bucks as a competition and sort of the level of competition that those players can experience.
I was pleased to see that the Blue and Gold will be running some holiday camps over Easter.
Yeah, it's something that we ensure that we put on. We've got camps running both in Exeter and Bath over the Easter period. So Jess Shaw will be running the Bath one and Josie Jans will be running the two in Exeter. And then we've also got some under 15 development days with Asher and Josie. We've already had one in Dorset and Bristol and Exeter and Bath are coming up. So there's lots of stuff. There's a real hive of activity in the southwest. We're running coaching programs as well in terms of our Aspire coaching program. So, yeah, there's a lot of work not only going on in terms of the Super League and the age group stuff, but in our academies and really in the region.